Hello, wireless field workers. This is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and I am here to give you my first blog cast. I'm going to go over my blogs with you in a podcast format, and the whole reason is just so I can give you something on top of the blog. For those of you who won't read, can't read, or won't take the time to read my blog, I thought maybe a podcast would be a better way to go. So here it is. What I'm starting with is my top 11 rooftop hazards. I picked 11 because I was a fan of Spinal Tap. I don't know if you ever watched Spinal Tap, but all of their guitars and all of their amps went to 11 because they thought 11 was louder than 10. And I have the video clip on my wadeforwireless.com blog. If you go to my top 11 rooftop hazards blog, the post, you will see it. So I'm going to just count through 11. Number one, poorly marked hazards. When you're in a rooftop, they're supposed to have signs everywhere for hazards. But as you know, the sun fades the signs, they get ripped off, they get knocked down, they just, over time, they rust, they wear off, whatever. But there could be signs missing, like high voltage signs. They're supposed to be there. Most of the time they're there, they're not always there. Sometimes they're up and there's nothing high voltage behind them because they removed all the old equipment. But the other thing that you see from time to time are the RF radiation signs. A lot of RF on most of these rooftops. Chances are if you're there or if you have equipment there, then chances are really good that other people do too. So you're probably close to the antennas, all right? So number two, missing safety rails around the rooftop's edge. I see that all the time. What happens is they put the rails up as a safety feature, which is good, but over time, you know, these buildings, 30, 40, 50 years old, the rails break, they don't have all the rails up. Maybe there's a reason they're missing for the window washer guys. Maybe the window washer guys just get tired of putting the rail on and off and just decided to remove it altogether. So that's something to look for. I think you should pay attention. You should do your site walk, your safety walk, prior to doing any work there. It's a good idea to walk the whole rooftop, at least most of the area you're working. It's a good idea to walk as much of the rooftop as you can. If you're only working on a section, that's fine. Just be aware of the edge and what's there, whether there's a rail or no rail, whether you have to tie off near the edge, whatever. So number three, poor weather conditions. Now, what I mean by this could be wet. Roofs, especially rubber roofs, get slick when they're wet. If there's a slope on the roof and it's slick, you want to be aware that you could slide off the roof, okay? It's a good idea to stay tied onto something with your safety lanyard. Another thing, if it's icy, could be ice on the roof. Snow on the roof has a lot of hazards. If there's snow on the roof, chances are it adds a lot of weight to the roof. Roof is going to be heavy, which means if depending upon the type of roof you're on, it could collapse. If snow's on the roof, you can see hazards. There could be a hazard on the roof, you just can't see it. You could trip, you could fall, you could create a problem. There could be a skylight there you can't see. Just be aware. If it's sunny and hot outside and you're on a black rubber roof, chances are good you're going to get thirsty at some point. You could get sunstroke. You know, you're up there for 6, 8, 10 hours. You could have a lot of problems. Make sure you have water with you and try to stay in the shade. Try to stay cool. If it's raining, roof could be slick because it's wet. But the other thing, rain makes us do stupid things. You run, you hurry, you don't look where you're going. You just look at where you want to go. You could trip, you could fall, you could slide off the edge because you're doing something stupid. Rain makes us stupid. And finally, if you see lightning on the roof, well, you know, do I really have to say more? If you see lightning and you're up on a roof, chances are good you don't want to be out in the open. Don't want to be near any metal. You want to go in your shelter. You want to get off the roof if you can, all right? Lightning could strike you dead. No coming back from that. Be smart. Number four, electrical wiring. Oftentimes, with air conditioning, outlets, lighting, anything else that's on the roof, there could be wires hanging from anywhere. I've seen it. I see it all the time. Guys are working on it. They figure, hey, it's a roof. Nobody's working up here, so you just leave the wires hanging. They could be hot. They might not be hot. You know, I don't know if the breaker's on or off. You know, chances are if it's a nice building, they don't want to have the main lights off. So it's something to think about. When you're up there, make sure if you see some wires in your site walk, hopefully you did a safety site walk, You mark it, you're aware of it, and you don't go near it. Because if you go near it and they touch you and they're live, they're going to bite you. It's going to make you jump. I don't know if you ever touched live wires, they make you jump. If you didn't touch live wires, you'd be shot. So, number five, obviously falling. Falling off the edge. I know it seems obvious, but you'd be surprised how many guys are goofing around near the edge. They drop something, you could hit someone below, or they're pulling a rope and they're not looking where they're going. Next thing you know, they slip over the edge. Just be very aware of the edge. You don't want to fall. If you're supposed to tie off near the edge, tie off near the edge. If it's a rubber roof and it's slick, you want to make sure you're tied off so you don't slide off the edge. Things happen. Number six, sharp objects. I see, like with steel I-beams on the roof all the time, or the lighting, or if there's metal, frayed metal. I see sharp objects sticking out in the roof all the time. Bolts, rain spouting, things like that. Sometimes there's loose bricks on the roof. You could catch them. They knock, you walk into them and they knock you around. Just be aware. I see those problems all the time. So just pay attention while you're on the roof for any objects. Any objects. I say sharp objects because they can really hurt you. If you think you should wear your helmet, wear your helmet. If there's a tower or an overhang, look for it. If they have an antenna hanging there because you don't have the vertical separation that you would on a tower, just pay attention. So, number seven, holes. You may not believe this, but I see holes in the roof a lot. There's a partial roof, or they have an opening in the roof, or they have a false roof over part of it, or the roof extends out over the building because they have some sign or something there, or for the window washers or for the air conditioning. Just be aware. When you do your site walk for the roof, your safety walk, look for any holes that could be there. If you see cardboard laying on the roof, don't just jump on the cardboard. If you see a skylight, don't walk on the skylight. Go ahead, go over, see what's under the cardboard. If you see a skylight, make a note of it. Just be very aware of it when you're walking around up there. Okay? Holes are something that when you're in them and you fall through them, it's too late. I mean, you fell through a hole, you fall through a skylight, it's too late. Done. Damage is done. Hopefully you don't get hurt. Hopefully you don't fall too far. We can just hope for the best at that point. Number eight, RF radiation. Here you go. This is something I talk about all the time. You should have your meter on you, your RF safety meter, your NARDA alert, whatever it is, you should have it on you. When you're on a rooftop, you just don't have the vertical separation that you would have if you were at a tower. Not saying that all towers are high, I'm just saying when you're on a roof, you got to be aware. RF is everywhere. And I've seen 6 foot dishes mounted on a wall that people just walk in front of all the time. So, and I did it, not saying I'm any smarter than anyone else, but it's the only way to get around up there. Just be aware. There's RF radiation everywhere. And chances are, if you have something mounted on that roof, or if you're working on something on that roof, a lot of people have stuff on that roof. You may have multiple customers on that roof. You may only have 5 or 10 foot vertical separation, but vertical separation is a lot different because it's radiating at you. You're walking through the radiation, okay? So just be aware. RF radiation, very common on a rooftop. It's there all the time. Number nine, trip hazards. I go on a lot of roofs and they have those drain covers because the drains run down into the roof. So what do? You trip over them because you don't see them. Stink pipes. You see stink pipes that just stick up out of the roof. You could trip over them. You have skylights on the roof. They may or may not be protected. Electrical boxes come up from the roof. Compressors, air conditioning, cooling units, anything. Just keep your eyes open, be alert, make a note, and point it out to your coworkers that something's up there. Number 10, I'll tell you what I see, what I've seen like in the big cities, let's say LA. I saw it in New York, and I used to do a lot of work in Atlantic City. And you have crazy people, just have nuts that are out there. And if you're up on a roof, especially if you're working at a casino, some guy loses big, he's going to look for the easiest place to kill himself, which is a roof. Now, I used to try to keep the door locked behind me. It's a little hard when you're bringing stuff up. You want to keep the door open and have easy access. However, when you're up there working, it's a good idea to lock the roof. You don't want some nut up there with you. You just don't know what people are going to do. They shouldn't be up there. A lot of crazy people. So you want to keep that door locked. You want to play it safe. You want to be aware of who's up there. And most of us have worked in dangerous neighborhoods, had our cars broken, our vehicles, had our vehicles broken into, our trucks. It happens all the time. There's crazy people, they don't care. If you're on a rooftop stuck with one of those nuts, what are you going to do? And if you left a door open, they're going to blame you. You're going to be at fault. Some guy goes up there and takes a nosedive off the roof. They're going to blame you. I just want you to be aware of that, okay? Number 11 on my list is stupidity. The number one reason people get hurt on a rooftop when you think, things are under control is they just do dumb things. Pulling a rope, they walk backwards over the edge. You just fall over the edge. They don't stay hydrated. They get sunstroke on a roof. All they had to do was have water. And if you're on a high rise, water is not necessarily accessible. So you want to make sure you take some up with you. Even though you're carrying all this other crap up, just take one or two bottles of water. Try to stay in the shade. Just don't forget, if you have food, take food with you. Take breaks if you have to. Get off the roof. Take a few more breaks than you normally would. Another thing, when you're cutting something, this I see all the time, cut away from your body. Don't cut towards your coworker. You don't want to stab them in the process. But how many times have you cut towards your body and you cut yourself? I've done it. And what's the first thing you say to yourself? Boy, was that stupid. What was I thinking? So just, be alert when you're cutting. Cutting is one thing. Like I saw people, so many people that cut themselves, they got stitches, they just caused damage. One guy, knife went right up in his eye. I wasn't there for that, but I know the guy. I know what happened to him, and he lost an eye. What are you going to do? It's too late. You do something like that, it's too late. Not much you can do. So that's all I got. This was my first blog cast. I hope you guys liked it. You can reach out to me. Tell me if you loved it, hated it. WadeForWireless@gmail.com, or you can get on Facebook, Wade for Wireless. And I have some links on the blog that you can look at for more information. I have the Spinal Tap video there if you're interested. I have my two books are out. I have one if you want to be a tower climber. I go over some do's and well, some things that you'll have to know for the job, not do's and don'ts, but things that you have to know for the job. For all you tower climbers, I came up with a quick reference, something that would help you guys out. Some safety rules, some information about knots, and I put some information on there for like signals to work with a crane operator, because I think we'll be doing more and more crane work this year. We, as the wireless industry in general, with all the remote radio heads, it's a good idea to know the signals. Now, if someone's up on the tower, it's really hard when someone's 200 foot away to give them a decent signal. Make sure you have radios, or you can yell in here. This year in the Northeast, it's been super windy. It would be a hassle to try to yell all the time over the wind. I don't know about you guys. I have trouble hearing in the wind. It's bad enough I have to try to listen to a radio, much less, scream at someone 200 foot up in the air. Or if I'm up in the air, scream at someone on the ground. Because on the ground, there's cars going by. You could have a generator running. It's noisy on the ground, too. If you're in a shelter, you got fans running, and you just can't hear anyone in the shelter. All right, guys. That's all I got. And let me know. Give me some feedback. Is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? Whatever. Thanks. Wade signing out for Wade for Wireless. See ya.